All right, well, I'm really delighted to be here to talk to you all about front of package food labeling. I'm going to present, well, I have no relationships to disclose, and I just before I jump into the science on this, I want to just acknowledge Healthy Eating Research Program, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Rudd Foundation for funding this work. So I'm going to give the two-minute context here for front-of-package food labeling. So basically, it's been at the forefront of food policy discussions recently, making it a really interesting time to be doing this work. And the bottom line is that in the U.S., at least, there's been all these different front-of-package labeling systems that different manufacturers have developed. So it's really led to a lot of consumer confusion. So from the policy perspective, the hope is that we might be able to develop a uniform labeling system. And the goals would be having a front-of-package label that would be highly visible, easy to understand, and it would help people make informed choices. And, of course, we hope it might also help promote healthier choices and even maybe promote the industry to reformulate some of the foods out there. So I'm going to be presenting two studies to you, and I can't get into all the results, so if you have questions, just feel free to ask later. But the first study was a test of four different labels that we were interested in. The first is the multiple traffic light label, which some of you might be familiar with. It's used in the UK by some food manufacturers. And the version that we were interested in looking at had information about calories, saturated fat, sugars, and sodium, just like you see up there. And we wanted to make this label as simple as possible. So rather than put information about grams and milligrams, we just had text on there that said low, medium, high with the color scheme, right? Red means wait, stop, maybe think about this. Green means go, you know, it's low in that nutrient. Then we had a slightly different version of the traffic light we were interested in testing, and you can see the difference right up there. A little graphic, and basically a 2,000-calorie anchor statement, which is how I'll refer to it during this talk, essentially trying to let people know, provide some context for about how many calories they should have each day. Then we did a slightly different version on the traffic light. For this label system, we're calling it the label with specific nutrients to limit. So what we were interested in doing is basically looking within a food category and just highlighting the problem nutrients in that category, rather than providing a lot of extraneous information. So if you walked into the beverage aisle, only sugars would be highlighted, rather than giving info about saturated fat and sodium. And then finally, we wanted to test the Choices logo, which has been adopted by countries like the Netherlands. And this is a single summary indicator that basically only appears on foods that are deemed healthy enough to bear the symbol. And there's a, you know, objective scientific criteria that's the basis for that system. So what did we do in this study? It was an internet survey. People got randomized to one of five conditions, the labels I just showed you, and then a control group. And then folks saw a public service announcement that looked like this. We actually adapted this from an industry campaign. And so basically, they would see this and have a sense of how to interpret the label they were about to see in this internet survey. Then we had them, our first outcome here was a healthier product quiz. And this is exactly the kind of image they would see on the screen. Two products in front of them, and they had to decide which was the healthier of the two. We had 15 different comparisons. There were known and unknown brands. There were easy and hard comparisons in there. And basically, we decided that a person got the right answer based on something called the nutrient profile model. And that's developed by Rayner and colleagues. It's actually what the UK uses to inform their traffic light system. So we did the same thing here, used that as the basis of healthy, not healthy, and used it to inform whether low, medium, and high should appear on the different labels. So in addition to taking that healthier product quiz, folks also had to rate seven individual products. And you see some examples up there. And we had them do kind of another version of a quiz. They had to estimate levels of saturated fat, sugars, and sodium, and basically say, does the product have low, medium, or high amounts of these nutrients? We felt that that's a, you know, if a consumer can do that, that's pretty darn good. Then we asked them to estimate calories per serving and provide their perceptions about product health, taste, and intent to purchase. So we had 48 individuals complete this study, and you know, we felt that this was a pretty good target sample because you can see half the sample is overweight or obese, and 46% of their participants said they were making a conscious effort to lose weight. We didn't see any differences between the groups on the basic demographic variables. All right, so the good stuff, the healthier product quiz outcome. This right here is the control group. It means that on average, their score was 68% on that quiz. And remember, it was trying to choose which of these two products is better for you. Compared to the choices symbol, we see a significant difference. People got 73% right. So in terms of the, you know, how significant is that really, statistically it is, and it does bump up the score a little bit. Relative to the traffic light, we don't see a difference. However, interestingly, with the anchor statement on there, you do also see that people perform significantly better on the quiz, getting 73% right. The surprise to me was that the specific nutrient to limit did the worst. So it didn't differ from the control. And I actually thought I had my money on that one to begin with and didn't quite live up to it. So at the end of the day, really the choices symbol and the traffic light with that anchor statement did the best. In terms of the saturated fat quiz, people have a lot of trouble estimating low, medium, high levels of these nutrients. So without a label on there, they're only getting a 34% on this quiz that we created. Choices symbol is pretty comparable. I will say most of the products that we looked at were not so great for you, so the choices symbol wasn't actually on those products. So we really want to do some follow-up research to dig down into it. You're going to get the most from this analysis by looking at how the traffic lights perform. So the good news is that they do really, really well. If there's clear, simple text on the label, people can estimate these amounts really reasonably. And, you know, the specific nutrient one did well, too. Not quite as well because, of course, saturated fat wasn't always appearing on that label. It depended on the food category. So at the end of the day, the traffic lights really do seem to help people estimate specific nutrients. I'll let you know that the exact same pattern pans out for sugar and sodium. In terms of estimating calories, again, when there's no label on there, people really don't do very well. About 115 calories off an estimate of calories per serving. With the choices symbol, that information's not on the label, you would expect it doesn't differ than the control. But again, the good news here is that the traffic lights all perform really well in this instance, right? So people are able to be, you know, within 15 calories of what the actual calories per serving is. So all of those did equally well. Interestingly, with healthfulness perceptions, this was on a 9-point scale. And so people were rating in the no label condition that the products were moderately healthy or unhealthy. This was, you know, very similar to the choices symbol. Interesting thing happened here. Those are significantly different for the traffic light. What that means, those scores there basically show that when people see a traffic light on the package, they think foods that aren't healthy are even more unhealthy. So it's kind of a good thing, right? They're perceiving it as actually, you know, not that great. So that was a sort of surprise benefit of the traffic light. So all those performed well there. Now, we didn't see any significant differences in taste, which could actually be a good thing. Food manufacturers worry about these labeling systems kind of skewing with perceptions of taste. But the bad news there is we also didn't see any differences in intent to purchase. And this comes back to the core issue here. How much do labels influence behavior? And that's where we really need a lot more research. So the second study I'm going to present is on the Nutrition Keys labeling system, which many of you might be familiar with. It was released over the summer. It's a label that has information about calories, saturated fat, sodium, and sugars, and it tries to give people guidance by using percent daily value. It also includes the industry basically has the ability here to pick two positive nutrients and throw them on the label as well from among eight different ones. So things like protein, fiber, vitamins. So in this study, we used a very similar design, and we were interested in testing a couple of different versions of the traffic light versus this nutrition key symbol. So it was a multiple traffic light without positive nutrients and with protein and fiber, and then a nutrition keys without positive nutrients and then with things. So basically, we looked to see whatever the two highest percent DVs were among these eight nutrients they could select from, and we threw those on the label. We figured the industry would try to go for the thing that's going to make the product look the best. So also, internet survey, randomized to one of five conditions that I just showed you, including the control. They saw that same type of public service announcement. This time, the comparisons were a little different. We wanted to make it sort of as simple, as basic as possible to test this symbol. It said, you know, just select the product you think is lower in saturated fat, higher in sodium, so very specific questions about nutrient levels. And they could also say that they were the same. 703 participants completed this study. Again, our sample, 70% overweight or obese. Half the sample was saying they really were making an effort to try to lose weight. Okay, so for this outcome, what you're going to see here on the y-axis is the percent correct on that nutrient comparison quiz, so which is lower and higher in different nutrients. And then on the x-axis, you're going to see the different groups with the traffic lights and the nutrition keys and the four and the six nutrients. Okay, so interestingly, Nutrition Keys actually perform the best on this particular measure. I can't get into all the different comparisons, but that's the take-home from this one outcome. Now, when we also ask people about fiber and protein, things change up a little bit. People do better in the traffic light and the Nutrition Keys, both with the six nutrients. That makes sense. Those are on the label. If we look at saturated fat and all those different specific estimates of low, medium, high, the traffic light with six nutrients is the clear winner, and it's significantly better than all of the others. That same pattern is true. The traffic light with six does better for sugar, does better for sodium, fiber, and protein. Now, what about under and overestimating? So basically, what happens when people get it wrong, when they don't, you know, get the accurate answer in terms of it's low, medium, or high? What direction are they making an error in? So with the Nutrition Keys label, they're more likely to underestimate saturated fat, sodium, and sugar, and they're more likely to overestimate fiber and protein. So that's concerning, right? It's not in the direction we would want. In terms of calories, putting a front-of-package label on there helps. Doesn't matter what the label is. Everyone does better at estimating calories when it's on the label. No significant differences, again, in taste. That's a good thing, potentially, but no differences in health and purchase intent across the label groups. I'm going to finish up with perceptions here. So we asked folks how easy to interpret and understand you think these labeling systems are, and I just want to point out that in the control group, the Nutrition Keys, you can see that NK6 there. Basically, they did the whole survey, and then they saw an image of the Nutrition Keys label at the end, so they weren't using it. They just rated it at the end. And what we see here is that people think the traffic light with six is the easiest to interpret, easiest to understand, but they only think the Nutrition Keys with six is less easy to interpret and understand after having used it. And I just want to show you, interestingly, that same pattern emerges when we ask about how much time do you think it takes to use this label and do you think it has too much information. People think that's true for the Nutrition Keys with six only after having used it. When they rated in the control group, no differences. And finally, we simply said, how confusing do you think this label is? And you get that huge effect again. Very confusing after having used it and tried to answer questions with it, but when you just see it after having no label, you think it's, you know, it's great. So to summarize here, if we look at all the outcomes, and I presented a lot, in terms of the nutrition comparison quiz, that first one without the fiber and protein, the Nutrition Keys did reasonably well. On just about everything else, the traffic light is better in terms of specific nutrients and in terms of ease of interpreting and perceptions of how confusing. So to conclude, the traffic light really seemed to have the best overall performance, but really, you know, the choices symbol, we would need to do more research to definitively say, you know, that the traffic light was better. And Nutrition Keys actually think what this shows is it could be improved by including high, medium, low text. Now, that gets into the interpretive realm, and the industry's not crazy about that. And, of course, you know, in general, we're going to need more comparisons between these labeling systems, lots more behavioral data, lab studies, purchasing data, eye-tracking studies. And the big news the other week is that the Institute of Medicine just released their new suggestion for a label. Looks like that, the different stars there. I think it makes a lot of sense, and we're planning to go ahead and launch some studies to test that one out.